A century ago, Americans consumed 65 pounds of sugar per person annually. How do we compare today? The sweet details from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 31st, the 243rd day of the year. Actor Richard Gere and singer Van Morrison share a birthday. Just how much of a sweet tooth does America have? The most recent estimate from the USDA says, on average, each of us consumes 156 pounds per year. Think of it. That's over 35-pound bags of the sweet stuff. Most of that, of course, is not in the crystallized form. It's hidden in everything from crackers to ketchup in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And a full third of our sugar consumption is accounted for in one product, soft drinks. If you're trying to kick your soda habit, try switching to sparkling water with a splash of fruit flavor added. Many people find it's the fizz they crave and not the sweetness. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.